Ay, oye,
Hi, good day. I have here Lynn Britt in the line from the state of Alabama, and he wants to hear a credit repair option. Thank you so much for both of you, and have a good day. Bye.
Okay, bye. I'll say good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Sir?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Jerry. How are you doing today?
All is well. How you doing, Jerry?
Well, I'm doing good. Awesome. Thanks. Now, sounds good. Awesome. Good to hear. Now, can you tell me, she mentioned that you're currently looking to apply for a loan. Is this correct?
Yes.
And how much were you looking to apply for?
$3,000.
$3,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, what would this be going towards? Like, would it be to pay bills, debt, fix your car, down payment for a car?
Pay some debt.
Okay. So let's see, pay off some debts. Perfect. That's how much you would need, $3,000 for that?
Well, if I can get a little more, that'll work. But
I'll just go ahead and put $335,000 to $400,000. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
$4,000 for auto repair, right? Or no, paid debts, personal debts, and bills.
Okay.
Now, is that what you need it for, or just to pay off some debts?
Yes, pay off debts.
Okay, perfect. And would this be the first time that you apply for a loan, or have you applied before in general?
I have applied before.
And were you approved, denied, pre-approved?
I was denied.
Can you tell me why? Was it for your credit score?
Yeah, my credit score.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay, now the reason you were transferred to me is because your credit score actually was, you know, as you know, wasn't really high enough in order for them to proceed with your loan. Now, this doesn't mean you were denied. This just means they want you to start a program to improve your credit score so they can go ahead and move forward with your loan. Now, that's what that means. So you're pre-approved. Now, do you know what your current score is at the moment?
No, I don't.
No? Go ahead.
I said that's what we were trying to do a while ago. Well, see, okay. Last time I did do my credit check, it was at a 385.
Mm-hmm. 385. Mm-hmm. Okay, that actually is pretty low. Now, don't worry, we've been able to help customers that have 300 credit score reach their goal by within no more than 6 months. You know, minimum required is 690 to a 700. So we can get you there in no more than 6 months. Let's see here. Okay, so let's go ahead and now, have you had any issues with credit in the past, like late payments, collections, repossessions, student loans, medical bills?
Late payment.
Okay. No collections?
No.
How about late collection, no medical bills, no repossessions, nothing like that, right?
No.
No credit cards either?
No, sir.
Credit cards. Do you have any credit cards on your report?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Now, basically what I understand, you know, the only thing that's holding you back right now is just your credit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to request a soft copy of your credit report with Equifax. That way we can get an updated look at exactly what is being reported and what may be affecting your credit. Okay. Now, I can assure you that this will not affect your credit score in any way. since this is just going to be a courtesy pull, okay? That way you can find out what your score is and what is being reported.
Okay.
So I'm just going to verify some information here with you. That way I can get access to your credit summary. So today I'm speaking with Lynn. That is Lynn Pruitt, right? It's Pruitt.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, do you have a middle initial?
F.
S as in Sam?
Steven.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, Steven. Okay. Now, I would need you to verify your physical address for me, please.
320 East Averton Avenue, apartment. Huh?
How do you spell that?
Averton.
Yes.
A-P-P-L. C-T-O-N.
C-T-O-N?
Yeah.
A-T-T-L-T-T-O-N, right?
A-P-P.
Oh, Apple. L-E-T-O-N. Oh, there we go. Got it. Thank you. L-E-O-N, right? Is that, I heard wrong here. No, I got a bunch of background noise that I can barely hear. Appleton, right? A-P-P-L-E-T-T-O-N,
yeah.
Double T?
Okay, yes, A-P-P-L-E-T-O-N.
Yes, got it. Okay, so 1-T, perfect. Appleton Road, you said apartment?
Apartment C, Appleton Avenue, apartment C.
Perfect.
Sheffield, apartment Alabama.
C. Mm-hmm. Apartment C, zip code?
35660.
Perfect. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. Now, phone number is 256-436-5763, right?
Yes.
Now, do you have a email address?
Yes, it's Pruitt Mansion.
Okay, spell that out for me, please.
274.
Pruitt, man, you said Pruitt, right? P-R-U-I-T-T, right?
T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, M-A-N-S-I-O-N.
Oh, Mansion.
Pruitt,
okay.
Mansion.
Mansion. Okay, nice.
Yes. 274@gmail.com.
274@gmail.com.
Yes, 274.
Got it. Perfect. Now, to grant us access to your credit summary, we would need you to confirm your social security number and date of birth, please, in that order.
42115-6203. Birthday 07/20/1980.
Yes. Okay, so let's see here. We got you right here. So, launch. Perfect. Now, with your permission, I'm going to go ahead and request a soft copy of your credit score. So just bear with me here while I go ahead and get the copy, okay?
All right.
Appreciate your patience here.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate y'all patient with me.
Don't worry, that's what we're here for. Here we go. Now I'm trying to get the full updated information here on your report so I can tell you exactly what is being reported, okay?
All right.
So it's here, right here, and we get it Yes, I do. There it is. Sorry, it says, okay, so let's go ahead and try it again. Now, go back to the account here. Close out. Duncan Pruitt. That's the one. Okay, and... Okay. Now, I do see here that you do have, actually, you said, what was your score? Right now, your score is at a 5, what, it was a 536, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I thought it was 336, but okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and check that out, because I have two Duncans, I mean, two Pruitts here, and I'm going to make sure it's the same one, right?
Okay.
You'd be surprised how many people have the same name. So here we go. And we get this one right here. Pay debts, late payments, credit cards is what's reporting. So sign up right here.
I think it was a 5 cent. My bad. I think I've been filing for laws. I just started putting three.
Let's see. Now, in Peru, I got the right account here now. Okay, so I've got to go ahead and verify everything one more time, okay?
Okay.
Just to make sure I do have the exact same one that I have here. So, because I have one Lynn Pruitt, and this one is not you, because what says this one is Lynn Pruitt. You have your middle initial not doesn't start with a D, right? Duncan?
No, no, no.
Perfect. So
no, no. That's fine.
Okay, okay so let's see here. Now... So this is, okay, so probably is, probably right. So now let's go ahead and, but it's going to come up again as, now have you guys had like a joint account, like together, sign up for something together?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Perfect. Just need to know that. Make sure it's not conjoint or something. But we're going to have to use this one here. Sign it. Okay, now once the payment is on the page you have. Now, I do see here that, okay, yeah, I did say it first. The last four digits of your social 6203, right?
Yes.
Perfect, so this is the right one here. Let's see here. Now, I guess. Actually, when I did request your report, says here that have you recently applied for a loan? Like, how long ago did you apply?
A couple days ago.
Oh, okay, that's the reason why. Okay, so what happened here now, the reason why I was unable to get the credit report is because you just recently applied for a loan, right? And when you do that, the lender, the third-party lender that you apply with, they request a copy of your, well, they pull your credit, right? And that generates a hard pull,
right,
which would put us, which does not allow us to actually get the copy style. That happens when you recently apply for a loan, so that's okay. But we have already identified some negative items that you have already mentioned to me. So let's see here now. Okay, perfect. So you suggest a $35,000 to $4,000 loan, right? And this would be the first time you're applying for this loan with us, you said, right? But you do have some negative items on the account, like late payments, collections. Okay, perfect. Now, from what I understand, you know, you do qualify for one of our programs here, which is designed to quickly help you boost your credit score up and get you where you need to be. Now, this program is the Success Plus program. And this will be a three-step restoration program. Now, first, what we do here is we identify the negative accounts here on your report. And as misleading, misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. If there's any items like that you can identify for us. We will be disputing those with all three credit bureaus at the same time. No, we don't do that one by one with one credit bureau at a time thing. No, we want to speed things up here, want to get things done quickly. So we send them unlimited dispute letters to all three credit bureaus at the same time, giving them 30 days to respond. If they do not respond, we will be using the FCRA law, which would help us force the deletion of any misleading information on your report as if it never existed. Okay. Now, also, the second part of this program, you would be granted a $5,000 trade line. Now, are you familiar with what a trade line is?
Not really.
No. Okay. Now, how about a line of credit?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, it's the same thing. The only difference is that you don't get a credit card, so that means you can't use it to buy gas or fast foods. Now, the trade line is only to be used online with nationalcreditdirect.com, okay? Now, there you can purchase anything
right.
from smartphones, screens, plasmas, video games, or entertainment systems, you know, any electronic devices that you want to get, maybe some furniture, personal items such as clothes, shoes, jewelry. You can purchase that on that webpage. And any item that you purchase will be reported to Experian each month as positive credit. Now, that would help you boost your credit score and also establish a positive payment history. Now, we need to catch the lender's eyes with recent positive activity, right? So we need to go ahead and establish some positive payments. And the way we do that is with that trade line. Now, it is a $5,000 trade line that does not generate any interest rates. So you don't have to worry about paying back more than what you use, right? So it's just what you're going to pay back is what you use, in fact. Now, also, like I mentioned, you know, this is the trade line is exactly what we're going to use to improve your credit score. So you don't know, so you kind of like understand how that works. You know, any items that you purchase, and we recommend you to purchase something small to where you can pay it off in one payment, right? One monthly payment, and then you can add another item, pay that off in one monthly payment. So the more items you add to your account and pay off quickly, that actually gets your credit growing. So it's going to be growing, and you'll be reporting positive payment at the same time. Now, we recommend you use just what you need to use so you can, that it doesn't affect you, right? It doesn't affect you with your wallet, and it doesn't affect your credit score as well. Now, this is a way we have here to improve your credit score. Now, while we're improving your, we're clearing out the negative items on your account, you could be establishing positive credit with the trade line. And on top of that, you do have access to your client portal where you can keep track of the progress that you're making here in the program. And you'll be able to see the negative accounts that have been removed, the ones that are being disputed, and you have access to your overall credit summary. So anything that gets done to your credit report, you'll be the first person to be notified through that client portal, okay? So that means anything, any negative or positive that gets done to your report, you'll be the first one to know. Now, inside that client portal, you also have access to some financial tools, which we provide for you to use to your benefits. Which one of them is the credit card wizard, and the other one's the loan wizard tool. Now, this is where we provide you with third-party lenders that would more likely work with you considering your low credit score than any other third-party lenders, right? So we take the hassle out of searching for you, make it a lot easier for you to get approved. Now, this program, normally, Lynn would run you $149 monthly, but that's too high for me. No, I said that's why I said normally, because I really think it's real high. Now, it's normally $149 month to month, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out once you reach the credit score that you desire, no questions asked. Okay. And on top of that, you do have a 90-day money-back guarantee, which means if we fail to remove any negative accounts from your report, you can request your money back after day 91. Okay. Now, the price I said normally, because I want to go ahead and get you a discounted price, and I will respect that price until you decide that you no longer need the service of the credit pros, and that would be for $119 today, discounted price. Now,
okay. Okay.
So, would you like to start this program, Lynn, with the discounted price, get access to the trade line? And I will be helping you set up your client portal, activate the password, and get you started with the purchasing here. Now, once you do that, process the payment, you will be having access to the trade line so you can make purchases online and quickly improve your credit score. Now, would you like to start the program like this way, Lynn? Or if you like, you know, if it's, what do you think? Is it too, like, too high still, or?
Yeah, I ain't got that right now.
Okay, I understand. That's what I'm asking. Now, the good thing is what I can do for you so you can take advantage of this program. That way we can get the ball rolling for you. I can postpone the full enrollment fee for the next 2 weeks from now, that we have enough time to sort things out and get things situated. And I can get the ball rolling for just $12.95 for you. And I'll still activate the program, and I'll get you access to the client portal, create the password, and we get you started today for $12.95. Now,
yeah, I can do that.
Okay, now we will postpone the full enrollment to the 22nd. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, if you should need more time, you can go ahead and call customer service, and you can request another extension, which they will more than gladly apply for. So the 22nd, okay? Now,
well, matter of fact,
go ahead.
Hold on. Let's see. You got your calendar pulled up?
Sure do.
You said 2 weeks?
Yes, that would be the 22nd, of March.
Is that, what day is that on?
The Wednesday.
See. Can you make it on the 24th?
Sure.
I mean,
can.
The 23rd.
The 23rd?
You make it on the 23rd?
Sure can.
Yeah. All right, that'll work.
Perfect. So it's been postponed till the 23rd. And let's see. We'll go with this right here. Okay, now, what would you be using? Would it be a Visa, debit, credit, Master?
Visa.
Perfect. Ready when you're ready.
4853-4003-9014-9633.
Expiration date?
0227.
And the last three on the reverse.
It is 201.
Okay, now before I process the payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. Now, standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in the decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? Now, I already went ahead and postponed the full enrollment fee till the 23rd, and after that, it will be just every 23rd, okay? Now, any questions or concerns before I process the payment?
That is it.
Perfect. Now, you'll be receiving a text message. Go ahead.
Okay. You said, how much will be taken out every 23rd?
Right now, it'll be 119.
119 every month?
Correct. Like I mentioned, you can opt out as soon as you see that your credit score has been improved. And you'll be seeing improvements within the first few weeks of service. You'll see for yourself that it's going to work. You're going to be improving your credit score in no time.
Okay.
So,
I'm trusting.
Trusting, you will not regret making this decision. Now, you should receive a text message and an email from me once the payment goes through. Okay, can you check for me? And I'll let you know right about now. Here, let's see here. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to activate your client portal. You're going to create your client, your password. And we're going to get you signed in, okay? Now, transaction was successful.
Okay.
Welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, you should have already received the text message and or email, okay?
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Okay, so it's loaded, right? Did you open up the text message?
I'm opening it now. See.
Perfect.
Okay, hold on. I ain't got no text message yet.
Yeah, you'll be receiving it here shortly. Now, if you didn't receive it, I'll go ahead and resend it to you right now, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's send. Okay, now it should be receiving it any time now.
Okay, I'll wait.
Right here. Resend. Now you should have received the item about now. Yeah, it just was sent out again, just so you receive it. I sent it out twice.
Okay. And you do got the phone number 256-436-5763.
Lynn Pruitt, yes, sir. Now, okay, so you have two numbers here on this account. Let's hear the one you called in from and the one we verified. So this is, okay, so you said 256-436-5763. We have one, that one, right?
Yeah, 5763.
Correct. So this other one, let's see, where'd it go? I had it right here. Let me go ahead and change this one to the primary phone, okay? Because it was as a secondary, so let me go ahead and get that back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one's 256-263-8195.
Yeah, no, not that one.
Okay, who's this number?
Okay, this is my my main number is 256. 436 5763.
Okay. Let's go ahead and switch this one with the primary here. We can get it sent to this number then. So we put right here. Launch. Send. Okay, wait. Come back up. Okay, phone number can switch with primary. There we go. So let me go ahead and save it here. Oh, cancel. Continue. That's the one. Perfect. Now I'm going to send it to the right number, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. if I'm checking to see also if we may have some issues with the text message right here with the system. But it, can you check? You should have received the email though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should have received an email already. The text message right now, I received a message saying that there's an issue with the system right now, so it's not going to be sent out. But the email is already been sent out, so you should have received that one already.
Okay.
If
what's
you don't
the
see
on the email?
It's going to say, welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, if you don't see it in your inbox, look for it in your spam folder. Sometimes your phone would send it to the spam folder.
Okay.
You
said, welcome to the Credit Pro?
That's correct. Here we go. I'm sorry, it's cutting out. There we go. So, sorry.
No, I hadn't got it. I hadn't got that yet either.
There we go. So, oops. Not having received it yet. So
mm-hmm.
The text message is not sent out. Well, here it is showing up as sent.
Okay. I got it.
Perfect. Now, which was that, the text message or the email?
Email.
Okay.
Prolong.
That is correct.
Yeah, I got it. Prolong 14 days. It says email.
No, it should be the Credit Pros. Not Pro Loans, no. The Credit Pros. So that's someone else.
Okay, Credit Pros.
Yes, it's The Credit Pros. Welcome to The Credit Pros. That's what it should say.
Nope, not enough, huh?
Nothing yet. Let me go ahead and so I've got to see what's going on, because I know there is a system issue with the text messages, but the emails has been sent. I sent three of them already. You should receive them already. So is there maybe refreshing your emails or text, or can you try refreshing the service?
What's wrong with do that?
Okay, so let's see. Video has been signed. Nothing?
Nothing yet. Hello. Hey, talk to my wife about it.
Hello?
Credit loan. Welcome to. What'd you say it'll be under?
It would say, welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, let's see. So that's what it should say. You know, welcome to the Credit Pros. It was sent to the email is PruittLynn1@gmail.com.
No.
Oh my God.
Pruitt Mansion.
That was the wrong one. Pruitt Mansion. Yes, I remembered it. So okay, so this one was one that was currently here saved in the system. So you might have been sent to that one first. So let me go ahead. You said Pruitt Mansion, right? PT?
Yeah.
274.
Pruitt Mansion. MANSION, right? Pruitt Mansion.
Yeah.
470, 274, what was it?
274, yeah.
At gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. There we go. Let's go ahead and send it out. Okay, I already changed. So right now, you will be receiving it, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. That would be okay. I'm getting everything set up again to send it to that email, okay? It's going to take a little bit of time, though. Take about a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, you sent it here.
Okay, perfect. So just bear with me here. Here we go. Come on. This computer's super slow, though. Okay, so I see here the reason why it's not sending it out is because it says here we haven't gone through verification. So we do have to authenticate some questions here that the credit bureaus are asking for. You know, these are authentic questions that only you would know the answer to, okay? So first question says here, your credit file indicates you have made a student loan, right? Opened or in or around August 21. Now, would this apply to you?
August 21?
Yes. August 2021. Nope. Perfect.
Nope.
Let's hope none of the above. Also none of the above. And no mortgage. Do you have a current mortgage loan?
No.
Perfect. That's correct. Let's go ahead. Finish. There we go. Now we should be able to send it to you. Here we go. And that's for Pruitt Mansion, right?
Yes.
There it goes. Send. Now let me know if you receive it. Now you should be receiving both email and text. I just resent it out right now.
Okay. Got it.
Finally got it?
Welcome to the TCP.
Yep, that's correct.
Credit Pro support.
That is
yes,
correct.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and hit the blue link. That you should see the blue highlighted link there. Can you go and click on that?
Okay.
It's gonna show up your user agreements. Just click, wait for it to load, and it's gonna show you agree and next step. Okay, you can click on agree and then next step.
Okay. Want me to set up my email and password and all that?
Okay, go ahead. Yes, enter your set it up. The password you need to create has to be 8 characters long, has to have one capital letter and one special symbol, right? It could be hashtag, dollar sign, number sign, either or, but it has to have those three items.
Okay.
Now make sure it's one that you won't forget, or you write it down so you don't forget, because it's going to be real hard to actually reset this password. And make sure it's someone, one that doesn't, no one can actually think of, like, say, oh, I got it, right? It's gonna ask you to confirm it again, and once it confirms, you should see next or got it.
Okay, let's see. It's gonna pull up my old account?
Yep, it's gonna, you're gonna have a copy of your report right there. Yes, it's gonna be boosting up your credit score in a short.
It said my username is not the same. Let's see, email.
Now, did you type in the same password? Did you confirm the password? Was it exactly the same?
Dog, cause no.
So what's it saying? What's it doing?
I'm gonna have to create a new password.
Okay, go ahead and create it.
Whatever. Figure out passwords on you. Let's see, email. Okay, well, my password. Okay, let's see if, it's saying my email ain't correct.
Well, if it wasn't correct, it wouldn't have gone to. Okay, yeah, this must be something going on with this with the system. So let me go ahead and get that, see if that's confirmed here. Go ahead.
It's probably gonna pull up my old email.
Oh yes, the one that was registered before, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you try getting into that email? Or do you remember, or do you not remember the password?
No, I can't ask it. I can't get into that email.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and I'm gonna schedule. I'm gonna resend a new one with to actually get with the new one. It's gonna have this email, because yeah, it's I'm gonna have to take that one off your account because it's gonna be interfering with this email. So let's go ahead and take one off. You no longer have access to the one that you previously had, right?
Yeah, no, I don't have access to that one. Oh, the Pruitt Mansion.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and get mentioned here added. Okay, so let's see. Actually, that's the one that's on here right now. So let's see. Yeah, Pruitt Mansion 274 gmail.com. That's the one I sent it to. Mr. Pruitt?